Hi, everyone. Well, today is Wednesday, and the date for today, if you're listening live, is 4/4/2018. If you're on an archive, then it won't be that date, but we're going to clear this date for you. And if you're on an archive, you're still going to feel the energy changing as I clear this. So here we go, releasing the energy from this date. And it could be like tracking barcode numbers, too. So here we go. Counting to 10, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And let's bring up the light beam on your monitor screen to bring peace energy your way into you and the room that you're in. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And if you have a situation going on that you're having troubles with, maybe physical pain, remember you're on a timeline. So I'll clear that one timeline from you. It could be replicated more than once, but what you're dealing with is on that timeline that you bring up. And maybe they'll forget about you. Who knows? So here we go. That's those youths out there. So releasing you from the timeline of your concern. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Still feels heavy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. Wonderful. So we'll bring Michelle on. Are you already out of the VBS Studios room for voice tuning, et cetera? Got your high heels on, and you're probably ready to go.
Yes, I am here, and thank you, Ron, and welcome, everybody. I'm wearing a pink dress with black shoes, and I look absolutely fantastic. And welcome. If anybody wants to write in tonight, it's clsquestions@yahoo.com. And if you want to make it anonymous and write in, you can enter that information on the fast chat, and you'll find that at www.creationlightship.com on the website. And we do have a couple calls coming up on Saturday and on Sunday. So I just wanted to kind of go over those at some point. I don't know if now is a good time or not, but we wanted to announce the times when they're going to be starting and ending because I think they may be different than previous months. So do you want me to go over that now, Ron, or do you want to wait a little bit?
Yeah, you probably go over it now. That'd be fine, yes.
Okay, so on Saturday, it's going to be April 7th, and it's a three-hour monthly call, and that is scheduled for Pacific Standard Time at 1 p.m. going till 4. And then on Eastern Time, it's going to go from 4 to 7. Central Time is 3 to 6. Okay, and then on Sunday, there's going to be three calls in a row, so it's April 8th, April 15th, and April 22nd, and those are going to be for 7 hours in length, so it's going to be Pacific Standard Time, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., Eastern Time is 2 p.m. to 8 p.m., and Central Time is 1 to 7. And this is, of course, all online, but I just wanted to get that out there in case it was difficult for people to look that up. And the prices are on there, and always the best deal is to do all the calls, at least if you've never done it, for 1 month, it's always a great idea. And then you can go from there and see what you want to do. So, now, Ron, are these going to be different, or are we still going to be covering the same things that you normally do on those calls?
I won't know until the time. The energy is changing, so they could be a little different. Might just be going deeper with some healings that we're doing. And I'd be getting more of your own particular life force energy coming to you more with the calls also. So it's kind of hard to say what's what could be pulled out of that magic hat that I sometimes use to figure out for healings. I know we did shackles and pins on a few of the calls, and that was very beneficial. So we'll just see what's going on. I don't know if I have a brain call this month or not. I can't recall. But
so you do actually, Ron. It's on April 21st, a brain cell rejuvenation healing session, and that is going to be starting at Pacific time 1 p.m. and going until 3, so at least 2 hours. It's only $20 to attend, so excellent call. I think this is the third time you've done it. And, it, you know, if it's the first time you're going to do it, that's just fine. You're still going to get a great deal of healing out of it. But if you want to do it, maybe this is your second or third time, you're also still going to just go deeper and get more healing out of it. So they're always good to do. And you can pay for those online as well on the website.
Wonderful.
Yep. So April 21st. That's a Saturday. And there are two prerequisites for this call in case this is your first time. And so Ron is asking that we do the emotional body clearing first and also the mental body clearing, which are two excellent ones to do anyway. So that's just really good to have under your belt, get those finished. And then it allows Ron to do more healing and go deeper and do more work instead of having to wade through like a lot of, I don't know, maybe shadowy kind of energy or something. I'm not quite sure what you're seeing, Ron, sometimes, but you've mentioned a couple times that, oh, you could tell somebody didn't do their certain healing on
yeah.
general calls. I know you can feel it. So
we might see if anybody is using their Merkaba, since we've had a couple of expos. We sold quite a few of them. We may have some new listeners who have those. Maybe I know we mentioned about having it underneath your food, plate of food. Even energizing water possibly for yourself. We'll just see if anybody has any comments if they're doing that and how that's working for them. So we'll just see if we have anybody commenting. So back to you, Michelle.
Okay, great. Yeah, I'll look for those in our email and fast chat. Okay, so this comes up every now and then. It's always really great. It's about the sensory clearing, Ron. The question is, if the spirit doesn't carry over emotion, why is the sensory clearing necessary?
It's because, let me see here, how to describe this here. The spirit is still on timelines, and emotions can be attached to the spirit through timelines. So I guess that would be what the answer would be. And then also, you know how long you've been here when I get done with the clearing.
Yeah. And you're still in a body, so would your body hold that emotion from your family?
Well, let's just say that we went back 100 years from now, because at that point, or maybe 100 or 200 years, so you probably had maybe a couple of lives since then. So typically the spirit, you know, once it leaves the body, it still has the memory of the soul family and all that it did attached into the soul family. Now the spirit has to be cleaned off so that it can be used, say, 100% by the youths here or there, to get steal your energy. So it has to be cleansed of the emotions and whatever else is taken on. And also probably cleansed of missing body parts. So it has to be reformed. And the youths probably have all that data as unwanted universal travelers, and they have all the data to attach to your spirit so it can come in without having a missing arm or, missing kidney or lungs or something. So it has to have all of those with it, so when it integrates with your body, or at least have a space for that, let's put it that way. It just can't be void of not having energy there. So we'll just say it differently. It has to be whole and complete so it can form and work with the growth patterns of the fetus. Let's just put it that way. And so if for some reason, and this is probably what happens with people who, upon birth, they look deformed some way or they're missing something. So I would say more than likely, can't be 100% correct here, but more than likely, the spirit died of that condition. We'll just say that it had an arm that was maybe shorter or not deformed right on the person, on the baby. So the previous life, it probably had that type of problem. And then the darkness took that before it was cleaned off all the way and, you know, slam dunked it into the soul family, and then from there into you or the person, the fetus, and it didn't have the arm completely healed. And then naturally the young fetus would have that condition on its growth pattern here. And then all of a sudden the baby comes out with a deformed arm or something. So that's kind of what goes on with that. So typically the spirit has to be cleaned off. Now, all the data and all the life of your spirit is in your soul family. And those are all emotional things. So you can still get contaminated with that. And when I do a clearing on the century one for people, that's taken away. So back to you. Oh, I could go a little further with this here. I mentioned this maybe once before. I was working with a lady, and I mentioned this maybe a couple years ago on one of the shows. So when she was very young, she became like a tomboy and did a lot of male things because she liked doing that. And then she became, I think, maybe working for one of the agencies to fight, you know, forest fires. But anyway, so from there, she was approaching the age of 21. And all of a sudden, she started having excruciating pains in one of her arms and in nightmares. So the couple wanted me to look at it because it was like scaring her to death, because she was getting the nightmare saying that she's going to die at 21. And so now she's approaching her 21st birthday. Maybe she's a month away from it, having all these thoughts come into her. So what happened was I investigated the situation, and I said, well, here's what happened. I said, somehow when you were maybe a year old or so, maybe a year to 4 years, something like that, you had a male come into you that just died in a motorcycle accident, and his arm was ripped off. And somehow, maybe she's in the hospital, you know, having some tests or whatever. But anyway, this entity, we'll call it, the emotional entity, hops into her body and completely changed her life. Now, remember, if you're pretty young, you can be persuaded pretty easily, because you don't have any references, okay? If you're older, you can go, yeah, I got this entity tell me I'm going to die. Well, I'll get rid of it. I'll do a clearing. Well, you know, when you're a young child, you know, you don't know any of that. So it took over her body. And so naturally, when she's having this excruciating pain in one of her arms and shoulder because it was ripped off, and then knowing that she's going to die, you know, that was really devastating. So I just did a clearing on her and released that particular entity, spirit, and voila, everything went away. She was perfectly fine. But with that, you know, she realized that, yeah, I'm doing male things, because that spirit that was in her, that I should say emotional body, that was in her, you know, she's probably taken on his life over again. And maybe this person could have even, you know, went out and fought forest fires and things. And, you know, just being a male, male's different than female. So naturally she had, you know, talents to do a lot of things that most girls and women would not have the opportunity to do. So anyway, that's that. She wasn't a lesbian or anything, you know, that didn't switch over, or being gay or whatever, I should say. You know, she was perfectly fine with her sexuality, just that she was had a lot of male energy in her. So from that, and then she changed. So
back to you, Michelle.
Wow, that is very interesting. Thank you, Ron. I'm sure she was very grateful for that. And it probably happens a lot to people.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I don't see, you know, especially if they come in when you're real young, because you don't have any defenses to that. You know, you're wide open, and you know you don't know the difference. Something just takes over, you know. And that's probably why, you know, like the Exorcist movie, with a long time ago. Geez, that was it like 30 years ago or something that thing came out. But anyway. Yeah, so anyway, that could be a similar thing where a young child gets possessed. And, you know, working mm-hmm. with the Ouija board and stuff, you're leaving yourself open and you're allowing these things to come into you to move your arms and hands, you know, to find out what letter's next. So you're giving them permission to come in. And did you ever ask them to leave? And would they leave if you asked them? So anyway, that's one of those things. So back to you.
Yes, it's one of those things. Yeah, that's interesting. I know people have played with them, and I kind of figured out early on that it was not a good thing to do. And I remember being at one party, and I saw that, and I literally just walked right back out, and I said, I will not go in that room. So, it's a good deal. But now I have the entity clearing, and I'm so glad I have it because, yes, I run it frequently. Anytime there's any, you know, mysterious body pain or I'm doing strange things or things that are not necessarily like me, I will run it, and sure enough, the behavior or the pain or whatever will disappear within a certain amount of time, and it's just remarkable, and it just goes, well, obviously it was something, you know, an entity,
yeah,
maybe.
I think I'll do a clearing for that for people.
Okay.
So if you were in, you know, I don't know, maybe a car accident or just something that stretched your body out to the max, we'll say, I'll do a clearing for the entity or entities if they did come into you during that time. We'll release them. So it's up to you to pick that special situation. I can't go fishing with this, so you got to find your own here and bring it up here. So just think about it, whatever that would be. And here we go. I'll count to 100 to release the entity or entities that hopped into you, you know, using your body as a host. And we'll just see if anybody has any way to feel, you know, feeling better afterwards. This is the remedy to get rid of entities. And you'd want to do the entity clearing online, but I'll take this one away from you or whatever is there. So think of your accident, and here we go. Counting to 100 to release them out of your body. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. Huh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. So entities, be gone. So adios, amigos. So back to you. We'll get some testimonials for that. Hopefully we've got some good ones coming.
Okay, great. And in case anyone is interested in doing that with Ron, he does it for about an hour, sometimes a little bit over an hour, but at least an hour every Friday night. That's one of the conference calls that Ron does every Friday night. It's an entity removal wherein he will physically remove them just the way he did it now. And it is your choice as to the aspect, issue, or body part that you want it removed from. So that's every Friday night. in case anybody is interested. It's always really a good call to do. Well, Ron, in the meantime, we do have, yeah, some new emails coming in, but I just wanted to mention real quick, somebody wrote in, they said the Harmonix clearing is reusable. You buy the clearing, and it becomes your tool to use over and over again. It is priced a certain price for people under 20 years of age, and then a certain price for people over 20 years of age, but then it's unlimited after that. And I believe that was kind of a answer to a question on Monday's show. Okay. So
thank you for giving clarity.
Yeah, and it's such a great feeling. If you ever, you know, maybe you're listening to the radio or somebody's actual voice does not sit well with you, or if you happen to go out and you don't care for the music or whatever, there's all sorts of odd harmonic frequencies that can affect your body, and this clearing will clear those away. Okay. Oh, we do have a couple emails about Merkaba use. Okay, from somebody that got one at the New York show. It says, I love my Merkaba, and here's how I use it. I use it to recharge by standing in front of it for a few minutes. I get movement and good vibrations, and sometimes I command my spirit to return to me as I stand there. I cover my Merkaba with Saran Wrap and place an item that I'll be putting on my skin or my box of hot cereal or anything I may be eating. I just started placing my picture in front of it during the day. Oh.
That's cool. Thank you.
Yeah. Should we be placing our picture on it?
You kind of got choppy there. What did you say, Michelle?
Oh, should we be placing our photo in front of it during the day?
I guess you could do that. It'll recharge you. Yeah, I don't see why not. It has endless energy to it, so, you're not going to deplete it. So, you know, it might not be a bad idea, you know?
Yeah, that's a good idea. Okay, we have another one from a different listener. It says, I got two Merkabas in New York, and I work an odd shift and need to pack my food. I take lunch, dinner, and snack to work with me. I keep the Merkaba safely tucked between two interlocking lunch bags. I have to say that the food now seems to actually deliver higher nutrition, gives me more energy, and tastes better, too. The second one I keep in my bedroom, and I have to pass by it on my way to the bathroom in the morning. I stop there and get my energy balanced en route, and I can really feel a beautiful energy coming out of it. I'm so glad I got them. Highly recommend it. Thanks for everything.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you.
Yeah, now if people want a Merkaba, you can get those, of course, when you visit Ron at the conference, at any conference that he's at. Or I believe there's a way to request them by mail. Is that correct, Ron?
Yeah, you could, I think it's $20 that includes the shipping on it. And we have it on the website there for somewhere with the different pictures that we sell. Or you could just donate to a donation for $20 and say this is for the Merkaba. And send your name naturally and address and phone number. And at that point, I can send it out to you. And once you get it, then I'll have to energize it for you personally. So that's kind of the way that works. We're going into another expo, so we might do this after the expo, so after after April. And then we can send one off to you, because we're pretty busy right now
doing different odd things and getting ready for the expo. I won't say it's odd, but there's always something we have to do to prepare for the expo. And that will be the end of this month. So, back to you.
Yeah, I noticed that you guys have made some of the printings and different advertisements that you have, some of the literature that you have available, and that's out there in the program for the different expos, has been written differently with a little bit of a different focus. And I really like that. I really think it's awesome. So what it is now is more about saying these are the different things that are available online that a person could do to heal their personal life or different aspects or their body or their mental state or their emotional state. And I just think it's really nice to look at. It's good to read. It's good to introduce new people to the Creation Lightship. So things like that take a lot of time. So this new conference is going to be done at the very end of April. So Ron should be available to, you know, do other things in the next month. And if anybody wants to have their picture in the light chamber at the San Mateo conference, Ron, how can they do that? I know that it's usually a $100 donation. I don't know if it's $100 for one conference, but it usually is $100 for one conference. And then what you do is you pay for it online as a PayPal donation, and then you send Ron a current picture of yourself and your pet, and then they will print those up and put them in an envelope, and then it's in the light chamber anytime that it's going that weekend, then you're getting that healing.
Yep, wonderful.
Yeah, so let's see. Today is maybe it's very early in the month. When should they have those in by, Ron? Oh, gosh, we got...
Yeah, we got quite a while here.
Weeks.
Yeah, a couple of weeks, yeah. So typically it'd probably be maybe the Monday before the expo, or that weekend, I would say, last weekend of the month is probably when you could send it in if you're late, but it would be best to get them maybe within a week and a half from now, so that the emails will all be, you know, and pretty much, you know, halfway through the month for me, so I don't have to go fishing and look for other ones. So,
okay. Let's see what else is in here. Okay, somebody wrote in, they said, frustrated. So basically the person has a property owner that wants to dismantle a bunch of their very nice ancient pine trees around where they live, and I'm not sure if it's already happened or if they are planning to make it happen. So I think that it's going to happen in the future, and that they were looking for somebody to make this happen, and they found a company that wanted to charge $700 a tree. So anyway, at the end, the person who is an avid listener for many years, they're wondering, you know what, are these people just clones that they just don't kind of get certain things or know how things work? And, you know, are they going to be gone?
Yeah, it's hard for me to say if they're clones or not, but yeah, kind of sad to have trees cut down. $700 must be a pretty big tree. So, boy, it's, yeah, I don't know what to say on that one. Yeah, it's, you know, nuts, huh? What you could do is you could ask the spirits from those trees before they're cut down, tell them that they're no longer going to be here the way it's looking, and they have the spirits leave, and go to other trees that will not be cut down. So you may do that. And they may just leave, you know, as they start sensing, you know, a chainsaw or something, and they know where they're going. And, you know, that would kind of remedy the spirit being traumatized or having the spirit still in the wood as they hauled away. That's, for me, pretty awful when I'm driving and you see, you know, a truck with a tree on it, basically, you know, that they cut down, and you can feel the spirit energy in the lumber, we'll call it, or the tree itself. It's pretty, you know, I take it out, but it's pretty devastating. So that's the logging practices, you know. I don't think that any one of those people asks a spirit to leave. I don't think they have that consciousness. So back to you.
Yes. I actually saw something like that happen in Northern California a few years ago. They were trying to expand the highway, and I was like, really? You couldn't just leave these trees? Okay, so, well, we did have somebody write in about the entity clearing that just happened. It said, I really felt a great release and would say many entities left. It was related to an old auto accident when I was taken by ambulance to the ER. Thank you for this clearing.
You're very welcome.
Yeah, I'm sure in those instances that people do collect a lot of that, and then you're in a hospital, so of course you're going to get all those entities. Okay, let's see if we have another one, because we got a couple of new ones. Oh, this one says, well, about Ouija boards. Ron, will you please release the energy of playing with Ouija boards?
Oh, boy. that you'd have to do yourself. You'd have to probably go into the special clearing. That's a whole lifetime clearing, and, you know, pay for that and do that yourself. I don't want to touch the Ouija board energy. It's too contaminated.
Okay. And you're suggesting special, not entity?
Nope, the special clearing to release the energy from the Ouija board.
Okay. Yeah, that could include a lot of people, but you know what? That special one is so fantastic to have because you can use it for many things.
And you could be hooked up to a vortex. You know, maybe a vortex came in, we'll just say, underneath the Ouija board when you started to use that, and you don't know what kind of entities, you know, are attaching to you. You normally just talk about, you know, humans, we'll say, that are here floating around. That would be ghosts, but you could have something from the beyond, though, connecting to you to move your hand and stuff. So, you know, it's probably much more complicated than meets the eye. So back to you, Michelle.
Yeah, and you just, nobody has any idea. You couldn't possibly know what's all going on there.
Nope.
Okay, so that's a good one for everybody to write down. If you can't open up a window right away and you still need to go and buy it, if you have ever taken part in doing anything like that with a Ouija board or whatever, you want to get the special clearing, run it as a whole life under in the top box you're going to put, you know, clear Ouija board energies, and then run it by your age. And then if you get the unlimited version, which is a good idea for that one, you can run it by situational as well for, you know, overnight or whatever you feel you need to do. Okay, so let's see here. We got a couple good ones in here. I just have to sift through these. Okay. Heartache clearing. If it is past lives, which clearing, very deep pain with soul family? Oh, if there's a heartache in a past life, which clearing would you use?
Well, you'd want to go into the seven generational clearings.
Yeah.
So I guess my question would be, Are you sure that you have heartache from, you know, another lifetime? That's the first thing, you know, because you don't want to, you know, go fishing and try to create something to put you onto multiple timelines, because you know, the youths will do that for you. They'll definitely oblige you by giving you what you're looking for. So, you know, that's what I say, but don't go looking. If you definitely know that it's from the past and, you know, your parents had heartache and your grandparents had heartache, then you know that it's in there, you know. So I guess a heartache would probably be, you know, where your grandparents maybe had, maybe their mate die at a young age, we'll just say age of 50. You know, when you get older, you know, people don't live forever, but, you know, something that's maybe 50 years of age would be a noticeable heartache because the person's, the survivor is still going to be maybe living for 30, 40 years. So if that's happened in your family line, then, yeah, you probably have heartache. But I wouldn't go in and just because you hear the buzzword of heartache and you think that it could be connected to you through past generations, you know, unless you have facts about that, I wouldn't go fishing and try to release heartaches from your genetics unless you know that that's happening. So back to you.
Okay, great. I'm trying to think if I've done that. I don't know if I've ever done that one, but yeah, you could do your heartache for your life, and then you could do a heartache for generational. That would be great. Okay, Ron, so entity clearing, this was another suggestion. I believe it was from the Monday show. It says, thanks, Ron, for suggesting putting our home address into the name box of the entity clearing. It worked great. Now I'll do it for my workspace. I had no idea how much the entities were affecting me. And thank you, listener, for writing that in, because it just reminded me to do it, even though I know that I heard it. I may have gotten distracted, or maybe the entities didn't want to go. They made me forget. But so that's a good suggestion. So the new suggestion has been to pull up your entity attachment removal. And if you have unlimited, you're going to put in your home address where you would put your name. So requested healing is for your home address. And then run it as per your age and then possibly overnight as well. Any other suggestions on that, Ron?
No, that sounds good to me.
Yeah, great. You know, especially if you have a lot where maybe there's a lot of cars going by and, you know, maybe people are kind of looking at your house or whatever, who knows. A lot of people live where there's a lot of other people. Okay. All right. Well, thank you, listener. I'm glad that that really worked for you. Okay. All right. Calls. I am new, and I just bought all the calls for the month. Please tell me what to do on each call, and am I on the light ship all month? Great question.
You're in quarantine on the Sunday calls, so you are in quarantine once we start the calls on Sunday, which will be this Sunday. So you will be in quarantine for a whole month. Now, quarantine means that they're looking for the bits and pieces and puzzle pieces of you that was stolen by these universal unwanted travelers, okay? I should say unwanted travelers, the youths, okay? But you're not in the light ship having physical healing, so you can't request a healing. I'll say that again, you cannot request a healing from the light ship because you're not there, but you're in quarantine outside of the light ship, to make it, you know, simple. Now, on the weekly calls, what you do is, you know, like the call that we did today, we did about a half an hour of light ship healing. So you're in different rooms, and you want to request your healings. And after that, we did our weekly water charging.
On the call that would be previous, which would be on Tuesday, we did energetic cord release. So you check out your body and you figure out where there could be a cord attached to you. Typically, it'd probably have pain in your body. And as you start working with your body, boy, it's going to tell you where there's energetic cords attached. So, and just think of people who maybe are looking at you or something, you know, and where are they looking? So that's how that call works. So, yeah, each one is interactive with you, and I bring the energy in for your own specific personal request. And that's the way the weekly calls work. Do you have anything to add to that, Michelle?
Yes, since the listener has gotten all the calls for the month, so on Saturday, I don't know if that includes the weekly calls, but you'll notice the dates on that. But on Saturday, you'll also want to set aside or get ready 7 bottles of water. I choose fairly large ones. I think they're 32-ounce. They're like Fiji water bottles, something like that. And just fill them with water. They'll be ready because on Saturday calls, Ron will charge those waters as well. So he does that on Wednesday night, and he does that once a month on the Saturday call. And then you'll hear Ron say, choose another place or choose another location, and that'll be depending on which call they're doing, it doesn't really matter. Like if you have a sore arm, you're just going to say, my right arm. And think about that, say that over and over again, or write it down on a piece of paper and set it on you if you're like laying down or if you're falling asleep. And then the light beams will work on that particular spot over and over again. And because they are in the moment, it's good to continually think about it, repeat it, or have it written down. Yeah, that's about it. On a lot of the Sunday calls, Ron can't read the audience, and he just works on things that most people have going on, and we'll just, you know, deal with those as they come up. So, congratulations. It's going to be a fun month. It's going to be really great. And don't worry if you fall asleep. That's natural and normal, and it's just your brain's way of saying, hey, I'm just going to let my body, you know, get this healing and not think about it too much. Okay. Okay, this one says, thank you, Ron, for including Wednesday water and in the weekly month discount package. The savings will buy more clearings as unlimited versions, etc. Good, yeah. Oh, and then, you know what, my other suggestion is, if you do all the calls and stuff, is to maybe pre-program all the phone numbers, or there's only one main phone number for the conference calls, and then every day has a different PIN number. So if you want to pre-program that in your phone so you don't have to constantly look it up, or maybe you happen to not be home when the call starts if you want to call in, so then they're just in your phone and you can make the phone call fairly quickly. But because you've already paid for it, you're already on the calls. We don't do roll call anymore, so you don't necessarily need to call in, but I do find it helpful to call in and to hear Ron's voice. So that's personal choice. Okay, let's see here. This one says it is about, I think this was a thread that some people had going, so I'll find another one. Okay, this is about people passing on. I had a visitor at the door when Ron was saying which 2 clearings to do. This was for Monday's show. The deceased loved ones, and please state again what the 2nd clearing is to do for people that have passed on.
Well, we have, they're both the deceased loved ones. One's for the spirit, and one's for the emotional body. So the spirit, You need to probably get, you know, maybe within the first couple of weeks, you know, sooner the better. And then the emotional one can be done on any time you choose to. In fact, if you have any thoughts of a relative or a friend that's passed on, we'll say, years ago, then that means that that person is visiting you, giving you the thoughts. So, it could be a happy experience for you. You might feel great that they're coming to you, and that's perfectly fine. But if it's something that disturbs you, then you may want to, do the $50 clearing to release the emotional body, because you shouldn't get upset. But that's still your choice. But that's why we release that particular emotional body, because it's also body hopping through everybody else, probably relatives and friends. And it could be a pleasant experience for you as they visit you. But maybe, 100 other people, it's pretty awful because they keep thinking about this person that they can't contact or have closure with. So you'd be doing them a favor. So back to you, Michelle.
I believe each of those are $50. Yes, $50 for the spirit one and $50 for the emotional one. And they are just fantastic to do. And if you can only afford one at a time, it is always best to do the spirit one first, so that the person can get out of here, basically. And then you can do the emotional one at any point.
I'll go on here just to make a little more get a little more interesting. So we'll just say that Uncle Harry, your favorite uncle, was an alcoholic, okay? And he died because of having a bad liver. And so his emotional body is still hanging out. And it's coming to you, and maybe you had some good times, drinking with him, and, you don't mind that as he visits you, or you go to a bar or something, or you open a drink up of whatever you like, and then he comes into the room and he's having one with you too. Now, the plot thickens. So let's just say that in 6 months, you're no longer here. So you kick the bucket. And nobody around you knows about the emotional clearing to save your emotional body to get it out of here, okay? So now, who's this person hanging out with? You. And so now, all of a sudden, you're there hanging out and going with him to other people to have some drinks. So all of a sudden, you get put back into the forced reincarnation process, and hopefully it's no longer working. But we'll just say that it is. So now you're here, you're in a, in a baby, and you grow up, and maybe you're 10 years of age, and now your emotional body and the other emotional body that are alcoholics, are going to come into you, okay, in your future from now, because they resonate with your body through your soul family, and all of a sudden you become an alcoholic in 10 years as a young child. So, let's you twist your brain around that one. Remember, the past always recycles. So, you might be doing yourself a big favor to, clear someone that had some type of addictions. So, back to you, Michelle.
Okay, excellent. Yeah, and when you clear these entities, they're gone. They go back to whence they came, which I believe is the Earth, and then they can't bother other people. So if you notice some behavior or pain that they are attracted to and you clear them out of your body, you're helping a lot of people, other people that may have been through that or will be going through that. So those entities don't attach to them. Yay. Okay. So another question about entity removal. In order to run the entity attachment removal clearing for an extended time, you have to select a specific incident, which is the box that you would write something in, If you just want to continue moving entities for an extended time, what would you enter in this box?
Normally, you would want to figure out a condition that you're dealing with for entities.
Like a body part?
Yeah, it could be a body part, entities. Let's just say that you had a stubbed toe, 5 years ago and was all bandaged up and it hurt a lot. Well, you got entities from your stubbed toe. So you want to go back in your life and maybe just start looking at situations, if you can remember them, that caused you problems or you had pain. A lot of times, when if you did the pain clearing, we'll say more than likely you won't remember any pain that you had, but you may have trauma, and maybe you could pull up something from the trauma body. Then if you clear the trauma body, also that'll be gone, and you won't be able to find any traumas. So, you will figure out something to clear. And if you don't figure out anything, that's pretty good. It means the entities probably will not come into you. And you can always ask your relatives, and some people may not want to do that, to find out, your history or her story. And, entities do come in. And remember, they can come in just for you overeating. They may make you overeat, or maybe they want you to drink soft drinks or do something weird, maybe they come in as you enter that shopping mall. They're all waiting outside that door, and they see you coming in, and they like the color of your shoes and the way you're dressed. They like your lipstick, and they hop into your body, and now they want to go shopping. So that's your credit card debt. So anyway, entities can come into you anytime. And that's why you want to do, clearings to get them out. So just kind of see what your patterns are. So back to you.
Okay, well, I guess they could literally be anything. Overeating, over shopping, being attracted to certain places.
Driving fast. Yeah, maybe you're a jogger, the entity wants you to jog on concrete to hurt your knees instead of maybe asphalt, which is a little softer, or better would be probably, a dirt or grass or something. But remember, the entities don't care anything about you. They just want to take your energy and then go to the next person and take theirs. And, that's the way it is. They're just, there to take away your life force energy. So it's up to you to know that and to protect yourself and, see how they're controlling your life. Because you don't want to be controlled by an entity. And maybe you have some that, want to watch TV with, potato chips or ice cream or something every night, and it's not good for you, and you're gaining extra weight because of it. And boy, that chocolate ice cream looks pretty good, doesn't it? Now, so anyway, you have to look at what's happening, because it could be an entity doing that for you. So back to you.
Right. Well, Ron, I think that's the end of our show.
Okay, so let's do the Mind of Heart Drop, and we'll add on to it at the end before we do the number count and make me real. So remember, this is in the moment. So to keep you real sounds kind of neat, but it's not in the moment, because it only works once when you say this, okay? So to make me real is in the present moment. So here we go. And make me real. So we're going to command your spirit to help you with this here. So you say, now command my spirit. And I just woke up, raring to go to help you. And you say, to take my thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart, and make me real. Count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times to facilitate this action of your thoughts dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody. So you're at peace right now. And the timeline that you were on is stopped. It probably actually stopped at the beginning of the BBS show here. So you're now at peace. You won't be able to think. And stay peaceful. So thank you, everybody. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. And by all means, thank you, listeners. And do send in your testimonials and questions. CLSquestions@yahoo.com. So bye, everyone. Have a wonderful evening, and we'll see you later.